Marchers from all walks of life were united in their belief that the current global economic system was simply not working and change was urgently needed. With many facing an uncertain employment future, trust in the financial institutions and in politicians has evaporated. Union leader Derek Simpson said sweeping reforms are needed right now.
It's not just about business, it's not just about commerce and bankers, it's about people. Putting people first. That's the message. We need to do more to support jobs in this country, more to protect people's homes in this country, and this demonstration is a means of bringing it to the government's attention.
At least 35,000 made the march from the banks of the Thames to Parliament, to 10 Downing Street, and then on to Hyde Park. And among those in the crowd were university students like Rob Owen.
What's incredibly positive about the way the demonstrations come together is it's different groups of workers, students, different people that are affected by the crisis that's kind of gripping the system, actually coming together to say that collectively we can fight back and argue to put our priorities first.
The current job market for graduates is the worst in decades, and fellow student Hannah Sell said many marched out of a sense of anger.
Ordinary people shouldn't pay for this crisis. Capitalism crisis. The financiers are responsible, and yet they're being bailed out. We're getting nothing.
The march was really a prelude to others that will coincide with the so-called G20 summit of world leaders that will take place here on Thursday. But the action will not stop there, according to one of the organizers, Tony Robinson.
This is inviting people to take up the cause from now on. This time next year, we won't have gone away. We'll be making demands on politicians, and they're going to have to listen.
Similar demonstrations were also staged in Berlin and Paris Saturday. But marchers wanted to get their message across to their leaders before they head off to the summit. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.